The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal. Chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys. Certified financial planner Tony Nafar. And your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show, where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. Time to call in with your questions, concerns about your financial life, insurance questions, RMD questions, stock option questions, anything to do with money questions. Call us toll-free at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. This is the only show where you have a team of professionals to answer your questions for you. We discuss real-life issues, issues that you can face someday, so give us a call. We've got a great big hour of financial power that you can actually use from the Money Makeover team. I'm Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner. Along with me is Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Welcome to everybody here in Central Texas this morning. I'm glad to be back myself from the mountains of Utah.
Jamie was out with
my boys.
Hunting mountain lions.
No.
Just out with the boys.
Out with the boys.
Okay. Welcome back. Got some things coming up here. Just a little mention on the drop yesterday in the market. We had mentioned that it's going to be a very volatile year this year. So the market dropped about 1.5% to 1.6% yesterday. And it's up today, but not that much. So it's going up and down.
That's gained some of it back that it lost yesterday. And, you know, and it's interesting that it was down yesterday simply on concerns about interest rate change, just small little things like that. But that's illustrates how volatile it could be this coming year. But that's what the market does. It goes up and it goes down.
That's why you have to have a strategy and discipline and keep the emotion out of it. So that's one item. A couple things I want to finish up on. Jamie's got some a good story, and I've got one that ties into that. It has to do with beneficiaries.
Yeah, rights of an owner and contracts and rights of the beneficiaries, if there are any.
Yes.
And how those things relate. So I think it's a really good story to tell and a lot of good information.
Because it's a real-life story.
Absolutely.
I've got another one that has to do with a family trust and how the beneficiaries and how the trust was worked out. And so now it's working its way through, and there's lots of questions out there now. So we'll discuss those items. Also, I want to finish up a little bit on the scams, cybercrime stuff. Because Monday night, I talked about this on Monday's show. Monday night, I get a phone call from, quote, Microsoft.
Microsoft.
From Microsoft.
In the last 3 weeks, I've gotten 4 phone calls from the IRS. Supposedly the IRS.
Mm-hmm. So be careful on that. We'll touch on some of those. And if we have time, I had another question yesterday. I had a client call up about the understanding minimum distribution rules from your IRA. Because once you get over 70 and a half years old, you have to take money out of your IRA or pay a penalty. And this gentleman...
That's a good story.
It's a good story. Craig and Jamie were giving me a hard time because he had to pay some tax. That's kind of a good thing. So we got a lot of good stuff this morning, but we also like to chat what you have on your mind, and the only way we know that is you got to give us a call. So if you don't want your voice on the air, you better start dialing right now because we're coming up on a commercial break. The phone number here, 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Set your cozy rooms, the windows are illuminated by the sunshine.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. Do you need maintenance on your trailer? The Truck Center offers preventative maintenance on all types of trailers, large or small, to keep you safe and to save you money down the road. Plus, you can get DOT and safety inspections on your trucks, motorhomes, campers, and trailers. The Truck Center is your one-stop shop, and Brenham's full-service truck repair facility with certified mechanics on duty serving small and large trucks and trailers. Come see us. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5:30.
MIC Group, a master manufacturer with its two locations in Brenham, is a Tier 1 supplier providing precision machining, electromechanical assemblies, and complete turnkey solutions to its customers worldwide. With global headquarters in Brenham and with international locations, MIC Group continues to be a leader in the manufacturing field. MIC Group is a proud supporter of Brenham High School athletics and supports local students' efforts to excel in all areas, whether in academics, sports, music, or drama. Along with their team members, MIC Group says, "Go team!"
When it comes to something as important as your fresh water source, rely on the best. Rely on Washington County Water Well Drilling. Call Thomas Bilski at 836-6189, the professional who can answer all your questions. Washington County Water Well Drilling offers complete water well drilling service and specializes in screens and gravel packing for new residential and commercial wells and repairs on existing wells. Call for your free estimate, 836-6189. Washington County Water Well Drilling, state licensed and liability insured.
Okay, you're not ready to go to a nursing home, but you do need help recovering from a stroke or surgery or other mishap. Now you can rehabilitate at Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation. Now offering outpatient services like physical, occupational, speech, respiratory, and IV therapy, as well as wound care. So if your doctor prescribes therapy, call Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation about their patient service. Call 979-836-9770 or stop in their facility at 400 East Sales Street in Brenham and speak to admissions coordinator Alice Berkelbach.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Eat in their comfortable dining hall or enjoy the big-screen TV in their full-service bar. Having a party or meeting? Bring your guest or business associates to Los Cabos and use one of their spacious private dining rooms. They also offer catering delivered to your special event. Choose fajitas, steaks, chicken, or seafood entrees. View their full menu online at LosCabosBrenham.com. Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, open at 11 a.m., 7 days a week, in Brenham on Highway 36 South, across from Walmart.
Attention citizens of Brenham. Before beginning any project that requires you to move earth, dial 811. Digging without knowing the locations of buried utilities can be dangerous to you and others. This service is free and available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. The Locate Center will contact the city and the utilities department will mark their lines within 2 business days. Once the lines are marked, you may dig with care and safety. This message is brought to you by the Public Utilities Department of the City of Brenham. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Good morning and welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. We're here to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us this week. He's going to take off next week.
Well deserved.
And they're going to take 3 people to replace Craig. 3 people. So enjoy Craig Montana. He gives you a great show here. I had a good phone call off the air. It has had to deal with what we were going to talk about as beneficiaries.
Yeah.
And the conversation was our condolences, but the wife's husband passed away.
They wanted to know what to do next.
Yeah, what do you do now? Well, nobody, like Jamie, you said that nobody knows what to do because you don't. One is you're emotionally distraught, and you don't go through it too often.
Right. I mean, usually you only go through it once or twice in your lifetime.
Right.
But when that happens, you know, there are certain procedures that you have to follow, and it's important that you do them in a timely manner and in a correct way. In this particular case, it had to do with a life insurance policy, and what do you do when, like, your spouse passes away and mm-hmm. they have life insurance? What's the next step? And it's a critical question. And what you have to do is you have to contact the insurance company. Hopefully you still have the contract. If you can't find the contract, you can always call them if you have the policy number. And if you don't have the policy number, then you got to use Social Security number to find out if indeed there is life insurance in force.
And yeah, if it's still there, they may have bought it, you know, 25 years ago and quit paying on it 10 years ago.
Thought they had it and they don't.
So those are things that, in this particular case, we get the policy, look at the phone number on the policy, and call up there. And if the number's not good, look it up on the internet. But usually on the policy, the number's good, and you need the policy account number. And the insurance company then will send you a claim form. They won't give you any information on the policy unless you can verify that you are a beneficiary over the phone, because anybody can call up.
Right.
And so that's not unusual for them to quiz you to make sure that you are a beneficiary. But they'll send you a form, and you fill that out, and you send a copy of the death certificate in.
And then the thing about the death certificate, when somebody passes away, this is important information. You really should get about 12 death certificates.
I'd say 15 to 20, depends on what you have.
Because you're going to be surprised how many death certificates you're actually going to need. And when you send in the claim, they want an original. Yeah. Now, you can't just
go make a
order
copy,
one and go make a copy on your copy machine and send it in with it. They want an original death certificate, and so that's an important bit of information.
Yeah.
So you fill out the claim form, get the death certificate, and send it in.
And then they'll turn around and send the checks to the beneficiaries.
Now, usually we get it within 2 weeks.
Yeah. Now, on those death claim forms, I want to touch on that one. Those usually get the funeral home will help get those for you. And it's a whole lot easier to get more on the front end than to come back later and
on the death certificates
and try and get some more after you use them up, because each credit card company is going to want one. The county is going to want, everybody's going to want one. So it's better to have too many than not enough, because it's a pain to go try and get a second batch. So those are just some tidbits. And Jay, when we were talking off the air with the caller, the thing that made sense here too is that's why an insurance agent is valuable, because if you buy your insurance online, who do you talk to about things like this?
That's right. Who gives you advice? Who helps you through the process and all of those different things? So, you know, there are some helpful things that your advisor, your agent, or whoever it happens to be can help you through this, because it's a tough time. I mean, you lose somebody that, you know, you've spent most of your life with, and now all of a sudden you have to do these things. It's a really tough time period in your life.
Yeah. So on to beneficiaries. You had talked with a family about beneficiaries. You have a story about that.
Yeah, this is an important thing to understand about ownership and the rights of an owner. And we'll use life insurance as an example. It applies to some other things, too. But if you're the owner of a life insurance policy, you're the one with all the rights in the policy. You're the only one who can change payment arrangements. You're the only one that can change beneficiaries. You're the only one that can name beneficiaries. And so the situation that I had was the surviving parent had to go and was having to receive additional care, full-time care.
Some long-term care. Health
was deteriorating. And in the meantime, they also had been diagnosed with a type of cancer. And it was interesting. The children wanted to know what the beneficiary arrangements were for all of the contracts that this particular person had. And the thing you need to understand about that is the owner is the one with the rights in those contracts. As a beneficiary, guess what rights you have?
Got none.
And so that's private information that's only supposed to be made available to the owner unless the owner specifically requests that that information be given out to somebody else.
And technically, it's supposed to be in writing. Technically, because you've got to be able to prove it. That's that HIPAA law, that anytime you go to the dentist, doctor, whatever, you got to sign a form saying that, you know, who can the doctor or dentist talk to if they need to about your medical care? Because in theory, an adult child, the doctor can't talk to them unless you've given approval ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this case, the beneficiaries, you really can't even talk to them to tell them that they are beneficiaries.
Yeah, and so it's a tough situation. Who knows what the rationale behind the request was, But the fact of the matter remains that the owner is one. You can't compromise the rights of the owner at any time. It would be like, in this particular case, it would be like the children saying, we want to see the will before the parent passes away.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be shocked if somebody was to try and do that. You know, say, well, why now? I mean, and so the thing to remember about that is that the owner is the one with the rights when it comes to naming beneficiaries. And unfortunately, you know, there are times when families where the beneficiaries are not who they thought they were going to be.
Yes, definitely. Okay,
I've seen that happen.
Or the beneficiaries turn out differently than what they expected.
Yeah.
I was talking with a family that I've known for decades, and they set up an irrevocable family trust because Dad was coming down with Alzheimer's and they needed to get some VA care for him, and so they were going to, Mom and Dad were going to put their assets in the trust and get it out of their name, and that was fine, and they left the two adult boys as the successor beneficiaries. Okay, well, that's fine. Dad passed away. Mom's still here, and so the trust is for her benefit. And it says, well, upon Mom's death, the money gets split evenly between the two boys.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next paragraph right underneath that says that if either one of the boys dies before Mom does, it all goes to the surviving son. So the spouses would get nothing because it all goes to the surviving son. And to think, well, why would you put that in there? Well, when the trust was made up many years ago, they never expected the boys to get much of anything because they expected the money to be used for Dad and his care. But he died a lot earlier than they thought. And then they expected it to be used for Mom's care. But they're not using the money at all, and it's growing. And so now it's like, okay, this is an irrevocable trust. We can't change that. So how do you do something like that? So you got to think farther down the road. Because I'm sure she would love to have some of the grandkids get the money, but if one of the boys dies, his family gets nothing. So I've got the two brothers supposed to talk to each other, because I know them. I've known them for years. But in writing, there's nothing to guarantee that the money's going to be split 50-50. Now, if Mom passes away before either of the sons do, everything's fine. But that's an unknown thing when you start doing with beneficiaries. You got to think through down the line through generations.
And that's part of the planning process again. And we harp on this a lot because how important it is to make sure that you're doing the arrangements in such a way that you want them to happen. And the thing you have to remember is that over time, things change.
Yep.
And so, again, going back to a life insurance policy with the beneficiary arrangement, you have primary beneficiaries and you have contingent beneficiaries. Generally, beneficiary arrangements are revocable, meaning that you can change them any time that you want to if you're the owner of the policy.
If you're the owner of the policy.
If you're the owner of the policy. But there are, I have seen where they have made the beneficiaries irrevocable, or irrevocable, however you choose to pronounce it. What that means is that if it's irrevocable, you cannot change the beneficiary arrangement. Well, down the road, that can prove to be a big obstacle if things change.
Mm-hmm. The only way that, I shouldn't say the only way, the main way I can see that being an irrevocable beneficiary on a life insurance policy is if it's a charitable gift.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you can still pay, I mean, you're going to gift your life insurance policy to a school, church, wherever. You can change the beneficiary to irrevocable to the institution, and in that way, upon your death, the money goes there, and what it amounts to is you get the tax write-off while you're paying the premiums on the front end, but you can't change it.
And there are instances where that may be the preferred beneficiary arrangement, but most of the time, that is not the preferred arrangement.
That's right.
you know, as you're applying for life insurance or putting a life insurance policy in effect, and those are the kind of things that you need to think about.
See, and that's where that will package comes in. Okay, so how do you do that? Because life changes. In this trust deal, when it was set up, everything was fine. But what happened is they ended up making more money, and it got away from them. But the way on a life insurance policy, that's where you get your will package together, and you got somebody with a durable power of attorney that could maybe step in and change the beneficiaries, like in this case, who's, if they already did that in advance, that's the key. Can't come back afterwards.
Yeah, you can't try and put a durable power of attorney in effect. These are all legal things, but it's really important when it comes to planning. And so, for example, if the children wanted to know, you know, are we the beneficiaries? Well, if the agent knows who the beneficiary is, and maybe it's just one of the children.
Yeah.
You know, how do you...
Do you want to be the one to tell them?
Who's supposed to break that news to them? And so you have to remember that the owner is the only one with the rights in the policy, the only one who can name beneficiaries, the only one who can change beneficiaries. The owner is the only one who can change ownership arrangement. Mm-hmm. But I've seen that done.
Yeah, so that... The question, the answer would be, go ask your mom, go ask your dad.
Yeah, and they can let them tell you. Let them tell you. And most of the time, I think that's the simplest way to do it. But there may be instances where the parent is not in a position or even capable of communicating to you what the beneficiary arrangements are.
Well, I've run into that as most of them, I don't remember. That was 15, 20 years ago. I don't remember who's on there. So that's another reason to get bring in for that free review your beneficiaries, your policies, anything that with a beneficiary on it. Could be life insurance, could be annuities, could be IRA, anything with a beneficiary on. Life insurance at your company where you work. I had another story about that one. That you need to get your beneficiaries in. It doesn't take very little time. It's just very little time, and it's usually one form, and you sign your name, and away you go.
Well, you know, one of the questions we frequently get is, should I go get a will done? And part of the process when the will is being drawn up, generally speaking, the attorney will want to see what your beneficiary arrangements are.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing that you have to remember is that the beneficiary arrangements that you have, those are contracts. They have nothing to do with the will. You can have in the will say, I want everything I have to go to so-and-so. But if your life insurance or anything else that's a contract says it's going to somebody else,
it's going to go
to somebody else, no matter what your will says. And you have to remember that. And that's why the attorneys want to go and see what the beneficiary arrangements are on all the contracts that you have, like the life insurance, your 401k mm-hmm. plan, your retirement plan, whatever it happens to be. All those things that have beneficiaries, those are contracts and go outside of the will.
And I've got two cases in my 30-some-plus years of dealing with insurance where the son started work, and when you go to work, who do you put down as your beneficiary on your life insurance, your group life insurance? That's mom, because you're single. Mom is always the case. So this happened twice now, two different families.
That's two times too many.
Yeah, way too many. And this recent one, they must have been married 15 years. Mm-hmm. They got three kids. He died from cancer. The parents are here. He never changed his beneficiary on his group life insurance policy. So his wife, who they've been married to for a long time and raising the kids, didn't get the death benefit proceeds. They went to the beneficiary because it was a contract,
mm-hmm.
and which was still his mom. Now, and his mom didn't give the money over. Mom kept it, so she'll take care of the kids.
There was no way to read his mind. Maybe he intentionally did that. Probably not.
No, he wasn't married at the time. So he never checked his beneficiaries.
Well, that's the thing. And you know, that's why periodically it's good to do a beneficiary review, just to make sure that all of those things are in a manner that you want them to be done.
Yeah, it's set up the way you want them to do that.
Absolutely. And, you know, in today's society, most people do not hold one job their whole lifetime. It used to be you went to work for a company, you worked there until you retired.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare that happens anymore. And so sometimes it's tough to remember exactly who you named as beneficiary for those contracts that you have through your employer.
As most times that would run into is the old 401k someplace. It's mm-hmm. just a small one, but the beneficiary has never been changed. You haven't got around to it.
And yep.
So those are some things. That's what that free review that we offer you, our radio listeners, to do. Come into our office here in downtown Brenham at 104. 105 East Main Street. I can remember our suite number is 104.
We are also reaching that age where all of a sudden we can't remember things.
It's right across the street from the courthouse. We just walk down to the radio station down the
we
block.
We know where it's at.
Yeah, just come on in or call Sharon or Brent or Doug Choppy. Our office phone number there that you can call and set up your free review is 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. I'll give you that office phone number again after the break here so you can have time to go look at your calendar and schedule a free review for us for yourselves and if the beneficiaries. I had some people just bring in their policies just the other day to go over them and see what were they? Were they still valuable? What was going on? I'm happy to do that for you.
It doesn't take a long time to do it.
No, it doesn't. Right now, we're coming up on a break. If you got a question or a comment and don't want your voice on the air, better start dialing right now. The radio phone number is 800-332-7879. It's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins, your regional distributor. Find all Anheuser-Busch products for St. Patrick's Day at your local retailer.
Swim all year round at City of Brenham's Bluebell Aquatic Center. Fall hours for the indoor pools are Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and closed on Sundays. Looking for a unique site for a birthday party? The Aquatic Center is a great place to hold special events and private parties. For more information about all the activities in the Brenham area, call the City of Brenham Recreation Line 337-7250 or visit them online at cityofbrenham.org. Bluebell Aquatic Center Pools. 1800 Eastcom Green in Brenham.
Cruzy Village, Brenham's only full-service retirement community, offering independent living cottages and apartments with lush landscapes and secluded courtyards. Assisted living at La Roche Manor for help with daily activities and nursing care at the Cruzy Healthcare Center, specializing in rehabilitation and private pay. Call today at 979-830-1996 for more information or to schedule a tour. Cruzy Village is truly a complete retirement community that can assist you in whatever stage of life you're in. Call 979-830-1996. Cruzy Village is a strong supporter of the youth and Brenham sports teams.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This Monday night, it's the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. I'm the sports doc, Ed Popple. Join me Monday night at 5:35 for the Brenham Sports Line. An hour of sports talk with a local flair. We'll talk about the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes, Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers, and all the other area schools, as well as the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, Longhorns, Aggies, whatever you want to talk about with a local emphasis. It's the Brenham Sports Line, Monday night, 5:35, on your voice for local sports, KW. H-I.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Good Good morning, and welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team. Thanks for joining us today, especially if you're a first-time listener. We're here for you on Mondays and Wednesdays right after the Country Store from around 9 to 10 a.m. to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant, Craig Montana running the studio. Also, if you have to get up and go or get out of your car, KWHI now has our shows on podcast, so you can go by the website at kwhi.com and click on the podcast and listen to the show that you... part of the show that you missed. Cause a lot of people said, you know, they would start it on it and we come up on a break and they miss how we answered it. And so now you can go back and listen to those shows. And they're just a short little blurb about what we cover. And we cover a lot of things, so it's in the print that doesn't all show up there. But you can go to the website, kwhi.com, and click on the podcast to catch on the things that you didn't see.
Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity to catch up on some of those things. And you may be out of town one day and want to catch up on the show. So KWHI is giving you the opportunity now to, if you don't have the opportunity to listen live, to go ahead and check those podcasts and go ahead and listen to the show.
Yeah, we don't have them hooked up on our website yet because there's some technical things that need to be done there. But the... you can still go by our website at moneymakeoverteam.com if you need to use the calculators or newsletters and articles. So I want to touch on a few things because there's a lot of it going on. But before we get to the cybercrime, let's take this phone call. Good morning. You're on the Money Makeover Show. How can we help you this morning?
I'm calling to ask you a question.
Sure. Go ahead.
I'm selling some land.
Okay.
And I'm 82 years old.
Okay.
And the person want to buy it on terms, pay me so much a month. Is that a good idea for a man 82 years old?
As long as you have some other ways to, if that monthly payment would make your life different, make you, you know, your quality of life a lot better because you got more money to spend, maybe.
Yeah. And I just feel about time for you to go in there about it.
Well, you want to make sure that it, it you know, you don't know what the future holds. You may live another 20 years, and it depends on what the time payment is, but you want to make sure that you have in the contract, again, something we've been talking about this morning, named beneficiaries to continue to receive the payments if you're not around.
I'd like to hear you on the radio.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the phone call.
All right.
That's a good concern. He said he didn't have any children, and so the beneficiaries, an 82-year-old person selling some land, you probably don't want to take a 30-year note on that one. But another 10 or 15 years, it's not unusual out here for people living in their 90s.
Yeah, we create a steady income stream. And, of course, you know, taxes are always a consideration. That may be one of the things that you're thinking about.
Income taxes on the profit.
You know, what's a long-term capital? Whether it's long-term capital gains, which it sounds like it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the tax situation is there, and so you want to talk to a CPA or an accountant or somebody and make sure it's you know what the tax consequences are going to be.
See, if it's a highly desirable piece of property. You don't need to be the banker. Tell the person who wants it, you go to the bank and borrow the money and then give me lump sum money on it.
You can do it that way.
I mean, you can do it that way because what it amounts to is you're the banker now. You're giving them the, loaning them the money to pay you over time. So it's kind of a personal choice. Yes, it depends how much a month it is, but if it makes a big difference in your lifestyle, you go out to eat more, you can treat the grandkids, you can make charitable gifts to your church or charity or school more.
You do have to get up and get established a good contract because, I mean, what do you do if the person who's buying it defaults?
It doesn't pay.
It doesn't pay. What are your recourse? And so you want to make sure that you have a legal binding contract that addresses all of those issues. And you're not the first person who's ever done this, so... to get that done wouldn't be a tough thing to do, but you want to make sure that all your bases are covered. And so you really need an attorney involved to draw up the contract for you.
I would not get one of those contracts off the internet to do that. Just get an attorney because they can understand you more of what's going on in your life and what you may want to. See, there again, I think the question was 82, should I take payments? Well, what's your family history? Do they all live to be their 90s or did they all die in their 70s? You know, if all your mom and dad and brothers and sisters all passed away in their 70s, well, maybe you better not take a lot of payments. But if most of the family, my mom's twin is still, I think he's 92 right now. Okay, that got some good family history there, some good genes there. So that's another little factor on that one. But mainly is what kind of quality of life would it be for you? And if you don't sell it, how does that change your life? That's the other question. Because if you've had the property long enough, what's another year or two until somebody else comes by and gives you a lump sum?
Yeah, I mean, it may be that you're unable to sell the property to this individual unless they, you know, the person who's the buyer may say, the only way I can do this is to make payments. That may be what they want to do. And, you know, depending on what interest rate you're going to charge them.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, maybe the interest rate that you're going to get by getting payments is better than what you can get anywhere else.
That's right.
That's a consideration because I know there are people who do that in the real estate environment, and the interest rate that they charge those people who are buying the property is higher than you can get almost anywhere else.
Usually double digits.
It is. Well, not always, but for example, if you were charging 8% interest, that's better than you can get anywhere.
Yeah, that's better than if you got the lump sum and tried to invest it. Because what happens, though, too, if you have a good contract written up and signed, that if the buyer doesn't pay or over a certain time frame, you get the property back and you get to keep the money.
And you need that language in the contract. Yes. We're not attorneys, so we can't give legal advice. But you should get an attorney to help you with drawing up that contract, and certainly to have that income stream at age 82 is a good thing.
Yeah, those are some good reasons why. Yeah. So that's a kind of a personal choice, and you just kind of look at all those together.
Yep.
Speaking of phone calls, I got a phone call Monday night after the show, Monday evening, and my wife got it, and she said she didn't understand what was happening. She said, there's a person on here from Microsoft saying that one of our computers is reporting a critical error. And she happened to be sitting at the computer doing stuff on it right at the moment.
And she didn't notice this.
Didn't notice any critical error. And so she handed me the phone. I've got six computers. So my first thought, was, okay, which one is, there could be, but there again, her accent was so foreign. I said, this sounds like a scam. She said, oh, it's not a scam. I can give you my ID number. Well, how do I know what a Microsoft ID number is?
Right.
And I said, what you're trying to do is you're going to try and have me let you log into my computer to fix the critical error, and now you have access to everything on my computer. She said, no, I'm not going to do that. Bye.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. So be careful of that one. Unsolicited phone calls, wanting to get into your computer or any of your information. People don't do that. You've got a bunch from the IRS, Jim.
I've gotten more this year than I've ever gotten that are IRS scams. And so you really have to be careful. You'll get phone calls. You get emails. You know, like you may get a phone call, for example, from your bank.
Yes.
And it's somebody saying that they're representing whatever bank you're banking at, and they need to get some things fixed with your account or whatever it happens to be. They just need your account. Well, no.
Yes, no.
It's a scam. Same thing with emails that are similar to that. It's just, it amazes me how many scams are out there when it comes to phone calls and the internet and so forth that are trying to access your information, and it can make your life very, very difficult.
And it looks very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those, right now, somebody got a hold of the email list of one of our broker dealers, and we're getting emails every day. One of them would come in and have somebody's name at the top, actual person's name, and then would say invoice on it, and it says, you know, you need to check this out or something like that, and it's a zip file. If you touch on that zip file and open it up, your computer's done for. You're zapped. But there's some of those coming every day. Another one came by and had someone else's name on it, said thanks, and then the file. and you're so tempted to go, and the other one said, hello. These are all different ones. And then the zip file. If you click on that zip file, forget it. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, come back again. I've seen it where a bank looked exactly like the bank email. It had the logo on it, had phone numbers on it, and said, you know, we need to update your information. There's been a breach or whatever. Click, right. You know, click here type of thing. No. Or it says, call this number or whatever. No. Go get your statement and call the number on your statement and ask what's going on.
Yeah, I've gotten emails just like you were talking about the phone call that you got with Microsoft. You get the email and it has that Microsoft. It looks exactly like the Microsoft logo.
Mm-hmm.
But if you open it, again, your computer is done for.
Yep. And so that's, be careful of that. There's a lot of that going around because it's tax time now.
That's right. That's when these things typically occur.
So be careful of that one. The other one thing here is watch your your bank balances and your credit card balances, because what the cyber crooks tend to do to start with, if your credit card's been compromised, you may not know it, but they'll start charging little bitty amounts, $9, $17, something like that on your credit card, to see if you notice that before they start going after big chunks.
And because typically if you catch it right away, your bank will go ahead and say, yeah, that's
fraudulent.
That's fraudulent, and so you can have the opportunity to change things before it gets worse.
That's just one of, got several more of those, but just be careful and ask somebody you think is knowledgeable about computer, about whether you should open this or not. If you have any doubt whatsoever, don't do it, because to get it undone is just horrible.
Right.
Just horrible. Right now, we're coming up on a break. If you got a question or comment and don't want your voice on the air, you better start dialing right now. Our phone number is 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the studio. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back.
Do you want more for your money? Well, you're in luck. Hey guys, Tina here with Select Furnishings, letting you know some of our income tax specials. Ashley 14-piece living room sets for only $11.99. You heard that right. You get 14 pieces for only $11.99. Get a 12-piece Ashley bedroom set, including a Serta mattress and box spring, for only $8.99. Wow, how could you go wrong with deals like that? And that's just to name a few. The whole store is on sale. Bedroom, dining room, living room sets, mattresses, bunk beds, you name it. It's all on sale. Ashley 14-piece living room sets for only $11.99. You heard that right. You get 14 pieces for only $11.99. Get a 12-piece Ashley bedroom set, including a Serta mattress and box spring, for only $8.99. We offer in-house, no credit check financing, along with 120-day same as cash. Shop local and get more for your money at Select Furnishing, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. See you there.
There are a lot of things in life that should make you nervous. Skydiving, swimming with sharks, your mother-in-law. But going to the dentist shouldn't be one of them, especially if you're a patient of Dr. Paul LaRoche in Brenham. Now offering Waterlase Dentistry, technology that combines laser energy and water. No more rough grinding and drilling, and in most cases, no need for painful numbing shots. What are you afraid of? Find out more about Waterlase. Call LaRoche Dentistry at 836-5666. They make smiles happen.
United Rentals has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to hard hats and duct tape. Over 600 types of equipment, plus contractor supplies. The best part is, United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done, whether you're a major contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer. Visit your local branch in Brenham at 2700 Highway 290 West or call 979-836-0960. United Rentals, consider it done.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford Mercury. And this year, I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now, you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com. Today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'd like to invite you to join me weekdays at 12:50 during the noon hour for my feature, Plant Talk Texas. I'm proud to be carried by my friends here at the station I grew up listening to. KWHI and I go back a long, long ways. Then join me again Saturday mornings at 11 for the Texas State Network Lawn and Garden Hour. That's right here where the news comes first. The 1280 spot on your AM dial. It's KWHI in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Doesn't that bring back memories? Used to watch him on Saturday morning, Johnny Weissmuller.
That's right.
Saturday morning cartoons. Except that wasn't a cartoon.
It was a movie.
Black and white.
Black and white movies. Yep. Absolutely.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. We're here to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. My name is Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. Had a good phone call.
Excellent phone call.
I want to remind our radio listeners that KWHI now has podcasts, and a podcast is just a recording of the show. So if this, the last caller would go onto the KWHI.com website and look at the show that we talked about, I think we talked about spouse and non-spouse beneficiary IRAs, because that was a question. It was a good question.
Absolutely.
But that might have a little bit more information. You could listen to it on your own then, but we'll discuss some of that now.
And you can always come in for that free review, too.
That's right. Oh, office phone number, if you want to come in for a free review, is 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903, right in downtown here in Brenham, north, right across the street from the courthouse, north side. Come on in, talk to Sharon. She's got the calendars and set up a time to come on in. This question was, The caller was a beneficiary of an IRA. She was a non-spouse, a child of the person who passed away. And the question was, how can I take the money, or how do I have to take the money?
Yeah, and it's important to make the decision before you receive the money.
Yes.
Because once you receive the money, your options are limited. Generally speaking, the best option is to get what's called a beneficiary IRA. And the way that that works is it has to be titled in such a way that it is designated as a beneficiary IRA. And the way that that works is, you can let's just say it was your dad. And so John Smith, IRA for the benefit of, and then whoever the child is.
Judy Smith.
Judy Smith.
Yeah.
And so it becomes a beneficiary IRA. So technically it remains the dad's IRA, but it's for the benefit of the child. And when you do that, then you're allowed to, depending upon how the money had started, where it was, and so forth, whether or not RMDs had started, you're able to take the money out over your lifetime.
Without penalty.
Without penalty.
To the IRS. So you can stretch it out over a long time.
Many years, as opposed to either having to take it as a lump sum right away or take it out over a five-year period.
Yeah, those are the three options that you can make. But your point, Jamie, on the call was that you have to make that decision before it gets retitled into your name.
Yep.
So the institution where the IRA is, you know, the mutual fund company, the bank, or wherever, when you're filling out the paperwork, there again, the claim form, because it had to be a death, they'll ask you, how do you want the money? And then you got to check the right box or whatever.
And hopefully the forms are updated enough where it's a beneficiary IRA is one of the options there.
Right.
You know, because you didn't used to be able to do it that way. But now you can, and you just have to make sure that it's titled the correct way and it can be a beneficiary IRA then.
Right. And one other caveat to this, though, that's it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
But now if adult or the father, in this case, let's just say the father, was already taking required minimum distributions. So he was over 70 and a half, and when you're over 70 and a half, you got to start taking money out of your IRA. And so he started that, and he passes away. What happens then? A little bit different.
It gets more complicated at that point because it's still, in this particular case, if we use the dad as an example, if the dad is has the IRA and has started required minimum distributions, and then it becomes the beneficiary IRA, well, the IRS says that that first year you have to take required minimum distributions based upon the father's age that first year. And then after that, because it's a beneficiary, I think you can change it to your lifetime. But that first year, you have to continue the RMD based on the father's life expectancy.
See, now, if you ever get tested on this one, you better come in for your free review.
You know, the IRA rules, we've talked many times about how complicated the IRA rules can get, and they are. And this particular one, especially when required minimum distributions have already started, we always have to go back and check what the rules are.
Because, you never know, and you don't want to make a mistake because it's always a 50% penalty on the mistakes, plus interest. They usually don't send you that letter for a year or two after the fact.
And so, you know, when you start taking money out of it, wherever the institution is, they're going to want to know the date of death and the date of birth of the original IRA owner.
That's right.
And so there's a lot of moving parts here, a lot of rules that you have to follow. And so that, you know, the fact that the caller, that's why that's a really, really great question.
Yes, it is, because what are my options?
Yeah.
What are my options and how do they work?
And so whoever the institution that you're dealing with, make sure that you talk to them and get all of what all the options are available to you and what the rules are going to be so you can get it done right the first time, because it's tough to go back. If it ever gets titled differently than the beneficiary title, I'm not sure you can go back and change it.
Yeah, you may not. Now, one other little informational bit here on a beneficiary IRA. If you have it at one institution and you don't like how it's invested in that institution, you can move your beneficiary IRA to another beneficiary IRA just so it's
somewhere
titled
else.
The same.
Yeah.
But you don't have to stay where the money is.
That's right.
So just a little information, because most people, when that happens, think, okay, I'm going to take beneficiary IRA, I'm stuck there. You know, I'm going to be there forever.
True.
But it isn't.
That's not true.
See, just some information there.
And then the caller also wanted to know what happens after I pass away. Well, at that point, you can't extend it forever. And so whoever the beneficiary is, when you pass away, they're going to have to start taking the money.
Yeah, it'd be her children. They can either take it lump sum or they can take it over a five-year period.
Yeah.
It's their choice at that time.
Yeah.
Because you get beneficiaries on your beneficiary IRA. So that's some RMDs in a nutshell. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back here on Wednesday.
Monday.
Oh, today is Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
Okay. Monday. See you back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.